After the intensity of Rosh Hashanah, we begin the week between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And even though we refer to the 10 days, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as the Aseret Yomei Tshuvah, it's the Shavua Shebein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur where we're focused particularly on tshuva and on the process of tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is where we redefine our identity, Kabbalat HaMalchut Shamayim, identification with the Mesirut Nefesh of Akedat Yitzchak. Yom Kippur is the climax of our tshuva process where we undergo tahara and cleansing. The week of work, the full week of work that begins with Matzei Rosh Hashanah, which is the same time as the beginning of Yom Kippur, this year, Tuesday night, that full week, the first week of the year, a regular week, each day is where we try and live our lives properly for a week, where we try and think about how we can translate and apply our goodwill and sharpened identity of Rosh Hashanah into a better version of ourselves, into fixing things for the future. That's our focus during the Aseret Yomei Tshuva. It's interesting, Shabbat Tshuva, within the week, where we don't say Vidui, and we don't say Slichot, and we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, we don't have any of the trappings, the external expressions of the Tshuva process, how does it fit in to this week of Tshuva? I believe we get the answer through the Haftorah, which is why many refer to the Shabbat as Shabbat Tshuva, the Haftorah from Hosea, Tshuva ad Hashem Elokecha. On the one hand, the motivation for the tshuva is the appreciation of the kishalon, of the failure of chet. So critical for us to recognize not just chet as a sin, a problem, something against our relationship with God, but to see it as a kishalon, as a personal failure, as something that brings us down. What I want to focus on are the first words of the pasuk, Tshuva ad Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara in Yoma learns from here, Gadol Tshuva, that it brings us all the way to the Kisei HaKavod, Ad Hashem Elokecha. As we spoke about before Rosh Hashanah, there are two stages in the Tshuva process. The first stage is V'Hashevot Elevavecho, that internal personal reflection. The next stage is V'Shavto Ad Hashem Elokecha. That's the Pasuk from Dvarim Perek Lamed that Hosea is building his words off of. After we've done our introspection, we return towards God. We try and bring ourselves as close to God as possible. And I believe that that is the aspect of Shabbat Tshuva Ad Hashem Elokecha. We've been working on fixing ourselves, clarifying to ourselves within our internal dichotomy of our own hearts who we are and who we want to be. Shabbat Tshuva, we don't do that process. Shabbat Tshuva, we return to God. Vayelech, we move towards after being mityatsev on Parshas Nitzavim. Tshuva Ad Hashem Elokecha, Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. Shabbat Oneg Az Titanag Al Hashem is a time within the Aseret Yomei Tshuva to try and give translation to our momentum, to our axis direction towards God. And hopefully we've been working well enough and strong enough on identity and on fixing things that we've made it more possible to move towards God. And let's take advantage of Shabbat Tshuva to do just that in our continued process of moving in the direction of God, Defnei Hashem, and moving to Yom Kippur, where Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper alechem letarer etchem lifnei Hashem titaru. After standing before God on Rosh Hashanah v'chol bayom ovrim lifanov kivnei maron, let's prepare through Shabbat Tshuva when we're with Hashem to be able to stand before Hashem on Yom Kippur b'kedusha uvetara. Shabbat Shalom.